Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Reish Mem Vav. We are up to Sif Beis. We are on the fourth line on page test, the page following 16. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Aser lahashil shum kli le'eno Yehudi b'Shabbos. It is forbidden to lend any vessel to a goy on Shabbos. Vafilu bi erev Shabbos imusamach lechashecha, and even before Shabbos, on erev Shabbos, if it's close to dark, kol she'ein shuhus lo tzio mi pesach beiso shel hamashil kodem chashecha. So long that there is not enough time to take out from the yid's house the item that's being borrowed before it gets dark, it's aser. Because one who sees is going to think that the Israel commanded the goy to take this kli out on Shabbos. So again, the Mechaber says it's usher to lend any kli to a goy on Shabbos, and even if it's before Shabbos, if it's so close that there's not going to be enough time to get it out before Shabbos, because then it looks like for one who sees that the Yisrael commanded the goy to take out the kli on Shabbos. So we'll see that this is a Maris Ayin problem of carrying on Shabbos. So the Mishabura says in Sekotan Vav, shum kli, you can't lend any vessel. Hainu afilu kelim she'ein osen ben malacha. We're discussing here, unlike in Sif Aleph, even kelim that are not used for malacha. Va'asra afilu l'dei arishona. And this is forbidden even for the first opinion. In Sif Aleph that said, you're allowed to lend and rent out your kelim to a goy, even though he's going to use them for malacha on Shabbos, even according to that shita, it can't be given and lent out on Shabbos or right before Shabbos that it's going to be going out of your house on Shabbos. So this includes even kelim that are not involved in malacha. Even if you're going to make the loan on Erev Shabbos, but it's so close to Shabbos, he's not going to get it out in time before Shabbos. It's usher at that point, so close to Shabbos, even to sell it to him, or to give it to him as a present. As we'll see later in Simen Reish and Beis of Aleph, it doesn't matter how you're giving it to him. If you're selling it to him, you're lending it to him, you're giving it to him as a matana. Either way, if he takes it out on Shabbos, so it looks like you gave it to him to take out on Shabbos, and you commanded it to him, and he's carrying for you outside on Shabbos. We'll see later what the Mishabura discusses over there. So we said, besides lending the kli to the Einu Yehudi on Shabbos, we said in the Mechaber, even on Erev Shabbos, if it's so close to dark, if there's not enough time for him to get it out before chashecha, hainu kodem shetishka hachama, before dark means before shkias hachama. Before shkia, it has to be that this kli will get out of the Jew's house. Sifkatan test is going on the Mechaber that explains the reason why this is usher. The Mechaber said, "Bipnei sharoa sover she Yisrael tivo lo tzio." One who sees it and think that the Yisrael commanded the goy to take it out on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura Sifkatan test, "Tivo lo tzio lachutz l'rishas harabim." They're going to think that the Jew commanded the goy to take it out on Shabbos to the rishas harabim. Va'afilu l'didon deleis lon rishas harabim gemura. Even according to us, that we hold, according to many poskim, that there is no real rishas harabim nowadays, usser. It is still usser to have the goy take it out in a carmelis. Because telling a guy to do something that is an issur d'rabbanan is also usr, that is known as a shvus to shvus, and if it is not b'mokom mitzvah, with other exceptions in general, shvus to shvus is usr. Of course, if you're having the guy take out your chametz on Pesach, so that would be a shvus to shvus b'mokom mitzvah, so that would be okay. But the Mishavur is discussing a case where there's no mitzvah involved, and there's no other reason to be matir, and therefore, even if what's involved, it only looks like a shvus, he's carrying from a Rishus HaYachid to a Carmelis, because according to the Shita that we don't have a Rishus Rabbim, he's just carrying out to a Carmelis the Rabbanon, and telling a guy to do Malachas the Rabbanon, so it's a shvus to shvus, it is still usser. The Imkain, and if so, says the Mishabura, Im Ha'ir Mukefes Choma, if there is a wall around the city, there's an Erev, the Mutter L'Talta Bekula, where you're allowed to carry in the whole city, the Ha'ino Yehudi Gam Kein Darsham, and the guy also lives within that city, Shari Lahashilo Kalim Shain Osan Malacha Behen. So then you would be allowed to lend him vessels that are not used for Malacha. Because again, since the whole problem is Maris Ayin, if he takes it out on Shabbos or very close to Shabbos, you lend it to him, it looks like you commanded him to carry for you on Shabbos, whether it's a Daraisa from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Harabim, or nowadays when we only have a Carmelist, so it's Rosh Hashanah to a Carmelist. Either way, it is usher only because it looks like he is carrying outside for you. However, if there is an Erev and one is allowed to carry outside, the guy Gadol lives within the Erev, within the wall, so then there would be no problem Aris Ayin, and it would be mutter to lend him kelim that are not used for melacha. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, "Velimkar lo," but to sell to him, "Ula haskiro," or to rent to him, "Aser af bazet," would be aser even if there is a wall around the city. Shelo yomru shemochar v'hiskilo b'Shabbos, because even if you're going to do it before Shabbos, we don't want the people that see to say that you sold it to him or you rented to him on Shabbos. And therefore, if there is a wall, it would only be mutter to be lending it to him, to rent it, or to sell it would not be allowed. The imu kalim sha'usim behen malacha. And if you would be discussing kalim that are used for malacha, afilu lahashilo aser, that even to lend it to him when there is a wall around the city would be forbidden. El im kain yotzia mi pesa beso kodem Shabbos, unless, of course, he gets it out of your house before Shabbos. Shelo yomru b'shlichuso she'yisrael osa malacha b'Shabbos. So people who see should not say that the goy is doing the shlichus of the Israel of doing malacha on Shabbos. So to summarize, the way the Mishnah Berurah explains Sif Beis is that it's aser to lend any kli to a guy on Shabbos or even very close to Shabbos where he can't get out of the house before Shabbos because of the problem of carrying, and therefore it does not matter if it is a kli that's used for malacha or not for malacha, he can't be carrying outside your house on Shabbos. However, since it's only a problem of carrying, if there's an Erev, so then lending it to him would be okay. The Mishnah Berurah says renting it to him or selling it to him would still be a problem because it looks like you're renting or selling to him on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Gimel, Oser lahaskil o lahashil behemto le'eno Yehudi. We've been discussing till now kalim, and now we're moving over to animals. The Mechaber says it is forbidden to rent out or to lend out your animal to a guy, kidei sheyase b'malacha b'Shabbos, so that he should do malacha with your animal on Shabbos. We will point out in the Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot and Yud Aleph that it really means to say shema yaseba, then maybe he will do malacha with it. The Mechaber is saying you can't rent out or lend out your animal to a guy because he might do malacha with it on Shabbos. Sha'oda mitzuva al shvisas behemto. The Mechaber continues and says the reason why that's a problem is because we are mitzuva on our animals resting. Like we discussed in the previous year, we're not commanded according to Beis Hillel on Shvisas Kalim, but we are commanded on Shvisas Behemto, and therefore you cannot rent out or lend your animal to a guy because he might use it on Shabbos, and that is Aser, because you have to have Shvisas Behemto. The Ramo says, Aval Yocho Lahaskira O Lahashila, but you can rent the animal to the guy or lend the animal to the guy Ulahasnos, and make a condition, make a tnai, Shiachsireno Lakodem HaShabbos, that he should give it back to you before Shabbos. You're only renting it or lending it for during the week, you're making a stipulation. He must get back before Shabbos. Avolo mahani in masneim ha'ino yehudi shetanu up b'Shabbos. What tonight will not help is to say the goy, I'm lending it to you al manas that you don't work it on Shabbos. That is not allowed. Ki ein ha'ino yehudi nemen al kach. We cannot trust the goy on that. So if the animal is given over as a rental or as a loan earlier in the week, and the tnai is you must give it back to me, that would be okay. But if the tnai is that you won't work it on Shabbos, that is not okay. He is not trusted to not have the animal working on Shabbos. We'll stop there on top for today, and let's see the Mishnah Berurah beginning at Sifkot and Yud. Asur lahaskir. Again, the Mechaber said you can't rent out or lend out your animal to a guy. Afilu biyom rishon v'afilu b'havla. Even if you're doing the rental on Sunday early in the week, and even if you're getting paid b'havla, Shabbos payment is being swallowed up by the rest of the week, so there's no problem of schar Shabbos. It is still a problem, like we just said, of shvisas behemto. Sifkot and Yud alav kadei sheyase tzaruch lomar shema yaseba. What the Mechaber really means to say is that you can't rent out your animal or lend out your animal because maybe he will do malacha with it. That is the gra, v'chein muchach me'ashulchan aruch gufa, and that is clear from the shulchan aruch as well, that you have to make this tonight that he won't, that he'll give it back to you. Sivkot on yudbeiz, al shvisas behemto. Again, the reason why you can't rent out or lend out your animal to a guy is because he might use it for malacha on Shabbos, and you are mitzuvah al shvisas behemto. Diksiv, because the pasuk says leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha v'gomer. The pasuk says that your shor, your chamor must rest on Shabbos. The afal gav dehiskira behema leino yehudi. What's the problem? It's not my animal. I rented it to the guy, so now it's the guy's animal. Hakai malon deschirus lokanya. We hold that schirus to a guy is not a good kinyan, and therefore it is still your animal. animal, and therefore if it works under the guy's control, that is still your iser. It is the behemoth of the Yisrael, and you are still commanded and it must rest. So the pasuk is, and even though you rented it, the rental is not a kinyan, it's still your animal, and you are commanded to have your animal rest. Even though we say over here schiras is lo kanya, there are those who say that we go lechumra in saying that schiras is a kinyan. The al kain, and therefore, im Yisrael sachar behema me'ino Yehudi, if you the yid rent an animal from a guy, then we'll go to the Chumra and we'll say Schiris is Kanya, and you are Mitzuva al Shvisasa. So not only are Mitzuva to make sure the animal that you rent to a guy is going to rest on Shabbos, because it's not a good Kenyan, but if you rent an animal with Chol Sheish L'Chumra, that it is a good Kenyan, now it's your animal, so you have to make sure the animal that you're renting from the guy also is going to be resting, because you are Mitzuva al Shvisasa. V'nochon l'achmir, it's proper to be machmir in both directions, Kevan who Isser Daraisa, sin Shvisasa, you want to be machmir both ways, that when you give over the animal, schiris is not kanya, it's still your animal, and if you rent the animal, schiris is kanya, and be machmir both ways. The imsechara me'eno Yehudi, but if you rented the animal from Goy A, v'chazer v'hiskiro le'eno Yehudi, and you rented it out then to Goy B, shari mimonoshat, and either way, it's fine if it does malacha, because if schiris is kanya, it belongs to guy B, the new guy, and if schiris is not kanya, it belongs to guy A. If it sure doesn't belong to you, because you're the middleman, if the schiris works, both work, and if it doesn't work, both don't work. Either way, it belongs to a guy, and then you would not have to worry about shvisas behemto. The imkana behema me'eno Yehudi, if one buys an animal from a guy, o mochai le'eno Yehudi, or he sold an animal to a guy, the meshicha l'chud, by just doing meshicha, o bekesef l'chud, or by just doing a kinyan in Kesef, have a sveika de dina, it's a suffix, what is the proper kinyan with a guy, is it meshicha or is it kesef? So if you do one or the other, it's a suffix in din, v'azlinan l'chumra l'inyan shvisas behema. And once again, we go l'chumra both ways, whether you're the seller or you're the buyer, if you only do one of those kinyanim, so we'll be choshesh l'chumra, and you will be careful about shvisas behemto. The Ramah then told us, the t'nai that you could make is that I'm giving you this animal, almanas, that you will return it to me, but you cannot make a t'nai, almanas, that you will have the animal not working on Shabbos. The Ramah said, ki ein ha'eno yehudi nemen al kach. The guy is not believed, says the Mishaburis of Kadnyud Gimel, u'mirtas nami lo mirtas, and the guy is also not afraid, lasas b'malacha, he's not scared of you to do malacha. It's in his rishus because he borrowed the animal or because he rented the animal. So it's totally allowed to be by him. He's not afraid to do malacha with it. So lo nitvas olav kiganav aideizeh, by working the animal, he's not going to be considered like a ganav. He's really officially doing nothing wrong in terms of the business deal that you made together. And therefore, he has no, you can't trust him that he's not going to work the animal. He's nothing to be scared of. If you look at note number 12, he does point out from the Aruch HaShulchan an interesting thing. But if the guy gave a mashkon to the yid, v'hisna, they made a t'nai, she'im yivod al Yisrael, that if the Yisrael finds out, that the guy did malacha on Shabbos with the Jew's animal, then the Jew can keep the mashkon, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, she'mutter lahaskir asa behema o lahashilu l'nochri, then you can rent out your animal or lend out your animal to the guy. Because now the guy has some mirsas. Now he is afraid to do malacha with it. Maybe the item will become known to the Yisrael that he worked the animal on Shabbos. Now you have something over him. So the Rosh Hashanah is just saying the case where you have nothing over him. It's just a rental. It's a loan. So then you have nothing over him. He's not afraid. But if you have something over him, he gave you a mashkon that if he works it, you get it. So he's scared. So then maybe the Rosh Hashanah says in that case, we will trust the guy that he'll follow you tonight. But back to the Mishnah Berurah, in Sivkot and Yigimel, we said again, he's not afraid to do malacha, since it's in his rishus to a regular she'elo schirus. So lo nitfas olav kiganav ha'idezeh, so if he uses the animal, he can't be considered a ganav. Ma she'en kein bereisha, which is not the case with the first tonight, kishemasna she'asli renu lo kodem Shabbos, if the tonight you made with the guy is, you must give it back to me before Shabbos, kvar kolah ha'she'elo v'aschirus kodem Shabbos. So then the loan or the rental is done before Shabbos. and therefore he's stealing your animal, and therefore he would be afraid, and we could assume he will give the animal back, and therefore that tonight would be good. The Ayin Lekamon, Simen Shinhei, Sivchav Gimel. We will stop here and continue, Mitzvah Hashem, with the rest of Siv Gimel tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.